and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is a rerun presentation of Living in the North State with Tony Horton.
The downtown Reading studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Living in the North State is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where you simply receive outrageous service. I'm your host, Tony Horde, and I'm here with my co-hosts and esteemed colleagues, Rich Howe and Bill Woodford. Now sit back and get ready for an hour jam-packed with knowledge that could only come from California State licensed realtors and loan officers. The number here at the station is 530-605-4567, and you can always catch us on the web at kcnr1460.com. Just click on the Listen Live button and you'll be right here with us. Now let's get this party started. Yeah, let that party commence. It's time. Okay, here we are, coming right at you live, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We are playing with all kinds of stuff here in the studio, playing with it, and we're just happy to be here and happy to be live.
All kinds of new Tony toys.
Absolutely.
Right? There's cameras everywhere. There's microphones everywhere.
More than you can shake a stick at. You got a stick?
I do have a stick. Actually, I have a lot of sticks.
Well, start shaking them, because we got more stuff in here, and you can shake a stick out.
Right, I got it.
All right, cool. So we're gonna. You know what's funny is when I was listening to that intro right there, I actually kind of thought that was a commercial, and we still had a little bit of time.
I noticed that, Tony. You were scrambling there at the last second.
Oh, I'm telling you. More.
Well, you've been setting up cameras for,
right,
an hour at least.
So. Yeah. Well, here we are at the show, and we changed our format just a little bit. We're going to do a whole bunch of stuff here on this first segment that we normally do with the real estate stuff. We'll do the ethical standard.
There you go.
And we got a topic that we're going to talk about just a little bit, and we'll certainly do the market update. And then we've got a very special guest that we're going to have in after the first segment, and that is Liquid Amber, a local band here in town. And they are going to fill us in on the local music scene and help us with our community spotlight.
Sounds like a great time. Let's get it going.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, let's just go ahead and start it off. We can probably dive into the market update real quick.
Right. And I'm only over here for a little bit till the mic gets going on the inside.
So yeah,
is it FYI. Going? Okay. Not yet.
we're gonna take care of that during the break.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we got that going on. Everything's coming together here at the last second. That's how we roll.
We're hoping. Got our fingers crossed.
So the Shasta County Real Estate Market Update is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where we make it our business to make sure that you are successful with your real estate goals. Drop by our office anytime at 2650 Larkspur Lane, Suite G in Reading, or visit us on the web at betterhomesandshasta.com. As of today, there was 453 houses on the Shasta County MLS.
Sold a few.
I was going to say, there's some houses missing there.
Yep. Yeah, so, we 470 last week?
Uh-huh. It's down 16 from last week.
Yes.
And in the last 30 days, there was 158 houses sold. So that's up 9 from last week. So that accounts for some of those houses. 9 mobile homes, 16 vacant lots. And according to Bankrate.com, the 30-year fixed mortgage interest rate has gone up a bit. So we're up there about 7.729.
Okay, gone up quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. So I believe we could probably still find a low rate, couldn't we?
I happen to know where there are low rates.
Right.
Low,
I mean,
for sure.
And it stays right there. I mean, this place that we know about that we can get you that low rate, they've got it locked in right now. So if you're interested in 4.99% interest rate, and even a bunch of closing costs, give us a call.
On some beautiful homes.
That's very true.
Beautiful homes.
But now, because the rates have gone up, those homes have to close by the end of March, After that, it goes up to 5.25. Oh, my God. And it goes up to 5.75 with the still $7,500 of the closing costs.
Well, so, that's okay. Still a super bargain.
Absolutely. You want to know more, call these guys.
Absolutely. Or positively. 242-1020.
Oh, we're still on that.
949-4895.
Right.
Got to throw my number in there once in a while.
Right. Well, how's business, Rich?
Busy day.
Yeah.
You know, scrambling, trying to get some things done. Mm-hmm. You know, it's getting close to tax time, so, you know, everybody's got to get their ducks in order, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so.
I'm pretty proud to say that I've got an escrow that was going to be a 21-day escrow, and we are still under 10 days, and we could have closed today, but we'll close tomorrow.
Very
so
nice.
We'll still be under, I think we'd be at 9 days tomorrow.
That's very nice.
So, quick. That's, I mean, everything is so smooth, and I really attribute that to the team, you know, to everybody that's working on it together. So it's everybody from, in this case, we're not using a lender, but a lender is always a big part of the team, and, I'm going to have
go ahead and throw kudos out there. Do it.
Kelly Hartline over there at Fidelity National Title. She is a rock star and the rock star of the year. So,
well, I must also say, I thought you were going to go down the other road of the agents. The agents involved in that transaction to make it happen so quick.
Well, both agents are me.
I know they are. Congratulations. Rock star.
Well, I appreciate that.
Double end in the deal.
Yeah, it was really cool. Really cool.
It's so much easier when you don't, I mean, sometimes, I mean, there's great agents out there, but, you know, if you're able to put it together and you're, you know, double ending it, you make things happen, you don't have to worry about, there's nobody else to blame,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Nope. Can't say, hey, that guy over there is not getting stuff done.
Well, and you don't have to make any phone calls.
Right. He does talk to himself in the office, though, a lot.
How do you know? That could be me on my phone. Anyways. How about the ethical standard here? We'll wrap that up with this, and wrap this segment up with the ethical standard.
Okay.
The ethical standard is brought to you by Trinity Lutheran Church, where it's more than just an uplifting experience. Come join us any Sunday at 2440 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Okay, we are on Article 3-2, so Standard of Practice 3-2 from Article 3. And this one's pretty easy. Once I read it, you'll probably understand it. And, Rich, you give us a little breakdown of what we're doing.
Yep.
Okay. Any change in compensation offered for cooperative services must be communicated to the other realtor prior to the time that that realtor submits an offer to purchase the property. After a realtor has submitted an offer to purchase the property, the listing broker may not attempt to unilaterally modify the offered compensation with respect to that cooperative transaction.
Right. So if it's a set rate or a percentage, it can't be changed once an offer is made.
Absolutely. And, of course, that's usually on the MLS. It tells the other agent what the percentage is that's offered to him to bring the buying
party. And it's part of the cooperating broker agreement within the MLS that is published there. So nowadays, you know, I was doing some read up on the NAR lawsuits and stuff today, and I mean that's kind of ties into what's that, you know, it's all about. So. Won't speak any more of that, and I've kind of been directed not to put it out there too much. But
hint.
So, you got an email today, by the way.
Oh, okay.
so
read check your email.
Well, you know, going along with that, I was thinking about a transaction that I just closed, and that's the pond property, we like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something about the listing that wasn't quite right, and the association asked me to cancel that listing and re-put it back up there. And we were in escrow. And so, doing that, it was interesting. Bottom line is, I wouldn't obviously change the commission that was offered to the other agent. But I thought about that. I didn't think about doing that, but I thought, oh, this is kind of a touchy thing. I'm messing with a document here that's in place and part of the contract, basically. So,
yeah, we're required. Well, I require everybody to print it as soon as you get an accepted offer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put it in PDF format. It's locked in. That way, if anything does change down the line, it can be
absolutely,
you know, not necessarily questioned, but yeah, questioned.
And it wasn't a big deal. All it was I think the listing said that it was a manufactured home on a foundation, and it was a manufactured home not on a foundation. So really it was a mobile with land.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
That's different category. That's a big change.
It is a big change, right?
Well, I got a quick question
before
we get into the break.
Okay.
What happens when we run out of ethical standards? Are we going to, like, make up some?
Make up our own?
No, I like it.
We go rogue?
No. Unethical standards.
Unethical. Yeah.
Oh, we break into that.
Yeah, book. Yeah. Well, you can't do.
I hope that answered your question.
It did.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Liquid Amber.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Duluth would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Redding has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Okay, here we are back, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, living in the North State. I'm your host, Tony Horde. We got Bill Woodford and Rich Howe in the studio.
And we got Steely Dan.
Steely Dan.
Steely Dan, right? And we're kind of improvising here. We got a whole bunch of people in the studio. We've got guys from Liquid Amber in the studio right now. So we've got Eric, Ed.
How's it going?
And Jim.
Yeah. And it's just a little bit more than half the band, right?
Yeah, there's five of us total.
Okay, cool. So, and we'll have another guy coming in here.
Our lead guitar player, Chris, will join us here shortly. And we also have a sound engineer in the band, Emily, that actually runs our sound as well. So.
Yeah, I met her at the show.
As well.
Awesome, cool.
So half the band. You got about half the band,
yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well. Okay, you guys could probably... bust out a tune if you had to, then, with a half a band?
Yeah, when Chris gets here, we should be able to play something for you, yeah.
Well, cool. Nice. Well, you know, we've seen you guys, my wife and I stopped by the Diamond Lounge?
Black Diamond.
Black Diamond Lounge, yeah, and you guys sounded dynamite.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And we've kind of seen you guys a couple of different times in the last couple of years, and, there's no two ways about it. I mean, you can definitely see... better and better and better, and that's what the way anything should be, right?
Thank you.
We appreciate it. A lot of hard work.
Yep.
Definitely. We've made some good additions to the band in the last year. Adding Charisse as our lead singer about a year ago was a huge move for us. And then about 8 months ago, we added Chris Haggerty, our lead guitar player. And we finally have the five I think that really work well together and get along well together. It's a big part of it.
Cool. Yeah, I've seen a couple of the first shows there, the first couple of gigs with Chris in there, and then I seen the one at the Black Diamond, and I wouldn't want to say night and day difference, but really meshing well now. You guys are just all together now.
So yeah, 18 months ago it was just Jim and I.
Yeah.
Me and Jim, I guess.
You guys have come a long way.
We started
this
a long time ago. Yeah, 2012 we started this, Ed and I did. And we've had different people along the way. It happens as the way it goes. Eric's been our drummer. He's always our drummer of choice. He's been our drummer three times.
Nice.
So he's
Eric,
you were this time.
You were killing it on the Skins the other night.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, we're lucky to have him for sure.
What kind of kit do you play?
I play a Mapex Armory.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a
professional. And the ultramarine finish, and it's a lot of fun.
Does the ultramarine finish make a difference?
I think so. I get a lot of compliments on it. I had the wife pick it out for me.
Oh, cool. Nice.
And I get a lot of compliments on it. It's very beachy. Has a nice beachy seashell kind of vibe to it.
Right. Okay. Well, cool. I play a little bit myself, but I don't have a professional kit like you.
So
that question sounded like it came from a drummer.
Yeah, some lingo there, wasn't I? So 18 months ago is all you guys.
It was down to just Jim and myself.
Yeah.
And kind of rebuilding. We had lost some of our players, and so it was a rebuilding year and a half. It's been kind of a long haul. But we've worked really hard to get to where we're at. We've added the right people to the mix. Chris Haggerty on lead guitar. Took us to the next level there. Charisse on vocals took us to the next level there. We already had Eric on the drums, who's the next level drummer. I'm pretty good on the bass, and Jim was pretty good on the guitar and singing. So, and then we're working with Robert Ward, who does a lot of sound in town. He works at the Cascade, and Emily Stoltz works with him, and she became our sound engineer through Robert. So
okay.
That was a big blessing, and she has a tremendous background in music, so I was able to help at the music level and the production level and the sound engineering level. So all in all, it's a good group of personalities that really merge well and work together pretty good.
So it's all coming together.
I recognize some of those names, too, and they've been around for quite a long time in the local music scene, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robert Ward is just got to give him another shout-out. He's a tremendous talent. So he's a pretty busy guy. We're the only number three on his list of commitments, so... his protege, Emily, was able to work with us and put us as a primary project. So,
yeah, Robert has been around for a while, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I see him at all kinds of different gigs here and there.
So he's really booked all the time, so we needed somebody that was available and young, not necessarily young at heart.
right?
Yeah, like us, so we could do our thing. So.
That's cool. You guys write any of your own music?
Yeah, we've messed around with that a little bit. Chris especially is pretty active in that. He writes lots of licks, things like that. So kind of started working. We've started and stopped multiple times. We haven't really gotten to the end of anything yet. But it's something we kind of mess with. But we're primarily a cover band. We're really just to bring a good time that you want to go out and dance, songs you recognize that you'll sing along with. That's kind of what we do.
You guys look like you have a good time doing it.
We do. We have a blast.
Now, do you always finish up with that Buck Cherry song?
Only when we need to.
Well, we're going to talk about that, huh?
Throw you right out there.
We do it in the appropriate venue. Yeah,
that's cool.
We're playing like the fair or something like that when there's kids around. We don't. There's some blue language, I guess you'd say, in that.
Yeah.
But it's a fun song. It's really a great song, but it has some language in it.
Well, you're absolutely right. It was the correct venue where you guys were playing that song.
Yeah.
And, I'd say you rocked it,
So,
yeah, it's all about the feeling that you're pushing out with that music. And,
that song, for whatever reason, inspires us.
Yeah, that's cool. And the female, her name is Charisse?
Charisse.
She really wails as well.
Yeah, she's amazing. She really had no experience when we found her. She was kind of a theatrical kind of person, had that theatrical background.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to a couple of our shows. She was actually a friend of Eric's. And when we had an opening, she just kind of jumped in. And Ed likes to say she stalked us.
Well, technically she stalked us.
Yeah. Sometimes stalking works.
But honestly, I've never seen anybody.
The stalking or groupie?
No, I was stalking.
But I've never seen anybody develop the way she has. I mean, just so quickly and just what you saw. What an amazing performer she is.
Yeah, you would think she's professional at this point.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, she does. She She really does well.
Yeah. So like I said, just the right five people, six people that came together. So we're finally there.
Ah, cool. Well, you know, I think when I first met Chris, it was when he first started at Old West over there, and I was doing the computers in that place. And so, you know, Chris would go and pull a guitar off the wall and bust out some licks, you know, and he would, you know, it was like before the store opened up, you know, so maybe he had like 5 minutes left before he had to clock in, so to speak, and he'd pull a guitar off of there and start cranking out some Led Zeppelin or something. And
that sounds like Chris. Sounds like Chris.
Oh, he still
absolutely
does that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he is.
Talk about a consistent guy, you know. I mean, he's been down there at the Old West for 13, 14, 15 years or something.
Something
nice.
Like that,
yeah. Yeah, long time. So he knows his stuff down there.
Yes, he does.
Anybody who's bought a gun in this town probably knows Chris.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I spent a couple hours with him.
Right on. Well, what kind of gigs coming up? Where are you guys playing at this year?
You want to go ahead?
Well,
we're Friday, playing Kelly's Friday. Pub on Friday.
We'll get this out somehow. Yeah, Friday's the work Kelly's.
Cool.
Here in town.
That's
and
a
then,
small stage for a lot of people.
It is, yeah. So it's, we're very close together. You know, when we're playing, we're right on top of each other. But, you know, we're a friendly group, so. And then we've got Red Lion as well.
Red Lion in March. We've got a couple of dates there back-to-back, 22nd and 23rd. And then we'll be back at Kelly's the 29th. February. March 29th. Yeah. So March 23rd. February 23rd, March 29th. There you go. So that's what we have booked right now.
Good.
And we're looking to do more shows. And it turns out, I don't know if you have time to listen to a little story about the local music scene and what's happening, but
that's why we got you on here. You know, we want to know about
that. Happening now is a weird phenomenon. It used to be that you had to book shows out, you know, a couple months, and then it, you know, started creeping out, and all of a sudden it's about a month out, or I mean, a month, 12 months out, a year out, and it's kind of a weird change happening to the local music scene. So we're trying to adjust to that right now.
I see.
So it used to be more immediate booking of shows, but now everything is getting booked quite a ways out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so many of the venues we had our eye on for next year, outdoor venues, they're just booked. You know, we reached out in January, and they're already booked. So
big change.
So it's 2025 is what we're looking at now. So we're aware of it now, so we're going to get on top of that.
You guys will still be around 25, right?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, established 2010?
Or
something. We're not quite sure. There's rumors out there. We're not quite sure.
We're not exactly sure when the Craigslist post went out. But that's how we started.
That's how we met Craigslist.
Yeah.
We'll get it out.
Shout out to Craigslist.
Nice.
Yeah.
Eric, you've got a heck of a radio voice, man.
Thank you.
Doesn't
absolutely.
Thank you. I hear that a lot.
Right on. Well, do you sing bass in the band?
I don't.
Teddy does.
We've mic'd him up at times over the years. He's actually a pretty adept backup singer.
Nice.
We don't use him too much, but he's pretty good at it.
Well, do you remember that that Dokken video where they get on the back of the flatbed?
Oh, yeah.
You guys could maybe just do that. If you don't have anything, you know, too many bookings there, you can just slide it into the Walmart parking lot. And
we'll find something.
Well, we're getting closer to a break, but Rich, you got any questions?
Well, what else besides, I mean, playing in a band, do you guys have other gigs or jobs?
We have day jobs?
Unfortunately, it doesn't pay that well,
right, okay.
So yeah, we do
just
have
wonder if
I
need
jobs
to switch careers or something.
We'll start with Jim and his.
I'm kind of related to you guys. I'm a mortgage lender real estate agent, so I've been about 23 years at Access Mortgage, so I work in the same field you guys do, so having the same fun you are.
Same complex as we do.
Right across the parking lot.
Exactly.
So,
we moved about a year and a half ago out there.
Okay. You must play a little cards then also.
A little bit. Yeah. Once in a while. Yeah. Those guys are definitely into that. I don't know if you've joined that before.
I've been over to Mike's a couple of times.
Yeah. We're well stocked over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a land surveyor. So I do boundary surveys and write deeds and do land subdivisions and that sort of thing.
That's kind of fits right in too.
Yeah, we work with dealers, or not dealers, real estate agents and brokers, you know, on things. Easements is probably one of my specialties. I've always been really intrigued by easements and kind of dedicated a good portion of my career to that. So.
I have to make sure we got your number there, Ed.
There you go. So if it's a problem easement, I'm your guy.
Cool. All right. Sounds good. And, Eric, we're going to have to get with you right after the break. We got a break, and we'll be right back, and we'll check on you, Eric.
Absolutely.
Be right back.
Hello, this is Wynn Carpenter. I'm running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 3, and I'm ready to serve. I would be honored to be your conservative representative and look forward to doing so. I support the direction the majority of the current board is headed. I support the elimination of the impact fees. I support the Charter County proposal, which will give the local government more control on what we do and how we do it. I support the Second Amendment as stated in the federal and state constitutions. Therefore, I would push to make Shasta County a constitutional carry county. I support a fair and transparent election with traceable and verifiable data. I will stand with the Planning Commission and Board of Supervisors to fight the state and its heavy-handedness to shove the Fountain Windmill Project down our throats. I will stand against any imposition from the state, no matter the issue, on legislative or executive matters under the jurisdiction of the Board of Supervisors of Shasta County, paid for by the committee to elect Wynn Carpenter, Supervisor, District 3.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Okay, here we are back at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And don't forget, you can go to KCNR1460.com and click on the Listen Live button. And you can check us out on your phone or your computer. And if you got any questions and you want to give us a buzz and got any questions for our local rock stars, Liquid Amber, give us a call at 530-605-4567. And without any further ado, we were finding out what the drummer of Liquid Amber does for his day job.
I'm actually in a unique position. I get to stay home. I'm a house hubby.
Nice.
I take care of my daughter, and I keep the house clean.
Cool.
And I get to practice all day long.
Oh, man. That's how you get so
Don't
good.
Don't forget the cats.
That's
dogs.
It.
Cats and dogs?
I have 5 cats and 2 dogs.
Wow.
And they always keep me busy.
I'll bet. What kind of dogs?
One of them is a, well, they're both mixes, but one of them is a mutt. she's a poodle, Pekingese, schnauzer, and something else. And then, my daughter has a service dog. He is half German Shepherd, half Bernese Mountain Dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's,
wow.
He's about 100 pounds.
No kidding.
And, when he gets to zoomies, look out.
Right, those things can jump like 20 feet in the air, right?
He can jump far,
yeah,
on one hop. He's like a kangaroo.
Yeah, that's the breed that they use for police dogs a lot now, right?
Yes, they do.
So, yeah.
And herding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool. And then we're waiting on Chris Haggerty, who should be in here. He just got done working, so we'll find out what he does when he gets in here. And, you know, one of the places that we've seen you guys play was, down at the brewery at,
Fall River.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah.
Any plans to get back with those guys?
Definitely. We've been there a few times. We really like it. We were trying to book, shows, outdoor festival stuff. We were not able to pull that off with the booking that's so far out there. So we hadn't really booked any local shows. So now we're trying to get, and gear with booking.
I got you. That sounds like a challenge for sure.
Yeah. Got to kind of roll with the times and what's happening. So.
Well, and that venue is really starting to pick up over there, too. You know, they're putting more live music in and that kind of thing. And so, what a great venue, too. I mean,
yeah, it's, you always have a good crowd there. It really, it's a fun place to play. We definitely love playing there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anywhere you can bring your babies and dogs to a rock show.
Right.
We endorse that 100%.
Right. Absolutely. Well, you guys would probably play some pretty big parties, though, if there were any parties coming up, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we actually, this last year, we played a Steampunk Festival up in Dunsmuir.
That was fun.
So that was kind of unique for us, you know, so we all dressed in, like, the steampunk, which I had to look up. I had never even heard of that. I'm like, what does that even mean? Which I'm not still sure I really even know what that means now, but we all dressed up. It was really fun up there.
Yeah, cool.
It means do whatever you want, just put a gear on it.
Right.
Yeah,
there
you go. Goggles and a gear, right, yeah.
But, yes, we are available for private shows, if that's what you're asking.
Right on.
Hey, there you go.
Well, you know, with that being said, you know, there's nothing wrong with giving anybody a way to get a hold of you guys.
Yeah, I think the easiest way is on Facebook.
Okay. You guys got a Liquid Amber page?
A Liquid Amber band.
Okay, that's right.
And the website's still kind of in development. It's interesting with modern times, there's a lot more need for social media and the tech end. So.
Sure.
I don't know if you can tell, but me and Jim are we're Gen X, so we are not millennials. But speaking of millennials, you know, we play a lot of music that is from the Gen X and the boomer era, and what we're trying to do is also reach out to the millennials and the Gen Z. So we're trying to find those songs that cut across, and we found some. There's a lot of them out there. It's interesting that there are songs that transcend generations, so... That's kind of the challenge now, is to find those songs.
Wow. I wouldn't think of that. I mean, I would think that all the classic rock that we all listen to would probably suffice.
Things Gen X people say.
Right.
Yeah, but set list is really huge. When you're doing what we do, your set list is really, really important. You know, and we started off playing the stuff that we liked, you know, and realized that we were having people just kind of standing there staring at us, you know. And then after a while, we realized we need to play what people want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And to get the reaction that we wanted, the dancing and the singing along and stuff. So over the years, we've kind of come to that, you know, conclusion. And it's worked out well for us. I think our set list is one of our strong points for sure.
Right on, right on.
So well, Chris showed up.
He did.
Yeah.
I got to say, I was actually listening to you guys on the radio on my way over here. And... I can't believe how great your radio voices are.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Well, we're glad you could make it. This is Chris Haggerty, and he's the, well, I guess you could say he's the fifth member.
Huh? Yeah.
Kind of like the Beatles spinoff there, right? The fifth member.
Well, you know, if fifth member, you talk about the Beatles, you know, you really had four members, and you had the extra producer.
Right, right.
Fifth member.
Mic a little bit over there. Yeah, we hate to cut you off. You guys are sharing a mic.
That's the radio mic.
For us, we like to call it six members because we always have a sound person.
Oh, that's right.
For us, I feel that makes a huge difference. That's our six band member, the person out there making sure we sound good in the crowd. And to me, I think that makes a huge difference. So we have a sound person. Emily helps us out all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I seen her doing her thing at the show over there at the Black Diamond Lounge.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's a prime example, just because that room's so big and empty. You know, they don't have a lot of stuff on the walls to absorb the sound, so it's a tough room to do sound in. And just the fact to have somebody to help get you sounding good makes it.
That's why she was all over the place. Gotcha.
Yeah, nobody had played there in a while. You know, it used to be Johnny's, so nobody's played there in a while. So it's kind of an unknown room, and we went in there, and Emily really killed it for us.
Yeah, cool. I was wondering, you know, I hadn't been there since. I mean, I don't even remember what it looked like when it was Johnny's, but did they redo it since Johnny's? Is that bar different?
You know, from my recollection, the layout is basically the same as far as where the bar was.
Okay, all right.
You know, I think they put in new flooring, walls, and things like that.
They added some pretty good ambient lighting, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure what they're going to do ultimately for a sound system upgrades and whatnot. But it's the same layout as Johnny's, but it's kind of a more chill atmosphere vibe. It's kind of like a L.A. club kind of scene. The music is on Wednesday nights and DJs Friday and Saturday nights. So the music's kind of... the oddity of the week, I guess. Yeah. There, so.
And so you guys were there on a Wednesday?
Yeah. It's,
okay. Yeah, it was after.
You were too.
Right. Right, right.
Wednesday's the new Friday.
That's right, especially it's, around here. You know,
Friday Eve.
Right, so I've got a question. Where'd the name come from, Liquid Amber?
Yeah, this is a long story. I'll make it short.
We got 5 minutes.
We used to have another guitar player, one of our original guitar players, and actually not original, but he came up with the name Liquid Amber. He was a landscaper, one of the things he did, and it's a tree, Liquid Amber. It has those hellacious little balls that fall down and will break your ankle if you're not careful.
So those annoying little prickly balls, evidently.
But I personally fell in love with the name and advocated it for it because it conjures up a lot of things. You know, it's two ancient words, a Latin word liquid and ambar, which is an ancient Arabic word. Jurassic Park kind of starts off with liquid amber. That's where you get the dinosaur DNA. So it kind of alludes to a timeless... kind of like, reminds me of galaxies or something like that. It is a tree that puts out crappy little spiky balls.
Okay.
So we live with that.
Don't park under it.
And then other people along the way goes, oh, I get it. I understand. You're talking about beer. Liquid amber. Okay. Right. I'll buy sure. that. I'll buy that. That's fair.
You know, it's one of those things open for interpretation.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Looks like we've got Shannon on the line with a question. Shannon, how you doing?
Doing good. Not so much a question, but it starts with a few compliments. I had the pleasure of meeting you all outside of the Black Diamond during our gig, and just wanted to say, listen to some of your stuff, and from one band member to another, keep rocking.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you guys sounded great, too.
All right. Well, Chandler, which band are you with?
Bartosz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Bartosz. Yeah, absolutely.
Fun. Yeah.
How did you guys score a Saturday night gig?
I just I stepped outside and there's more musicians talked with Emily and Chris, so it was great.
Yeah, good time.
Oh, that's cool.
But keep up the good work, man. We're going to show up in force to, you know, as musicians, I think I love it when we all support each other and show
absolutely.
Up and go to each other's gigs. Absolutely. I was good ideas from you, too. Well,
thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in.
Keep on rocking.
Thank you, Shannon. You too, buddy.
Appreciate the call.
All right.
Thanks, Shannon.
Hear what the question was.
Yeah, it was a compliment. It wasn't really a question.
Yeah, that's really cool. You know, we don't get many calls around here. We've only got about 26 listeners out there, and one of those listeners,
27 now that Shannon's on board.
Right, yeah. So. Yeah.
One thing I want to say, though, is this local community, the band community is really great. I mean, everyone is so supportive of each other. You know, we all seem to, you know each other, and that's what I found as we started doing this is the other bands are really supportive. You know, we go see each other when they play live, and they come see us, and it's a little community. It really is very nice.
Nice. Well, you know, that's kind of why we wanted to have you on here is to kind of learn a little bit about the local band scene.
Yeah, like we were supporting Chris Haggerty. We would go watch him, and then next thing you know, he didn't really stalk us. We kind of stalked him, I think.
Yeah.
So we tried to flip the script. But you were saying before you wanted to kind of find out a little bit more about Chris.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Absolutely. Yeah, you bet. Chris, tell the listeners where we were assuming that you don't do this for a full-time gig. And
well, you know, it's like most of us who play music, it's unless you did it, you know, multiple gigs a day every day of the month, every day of the year, it's hard to do
since
enough
you were
of
12.
It to make a, you know, reasonable living. So we all have regular jobs. I'm a manager down at the Old West, so sell guns and things like that during the day, try to play music at night, you know. But coming into the band for me, it was super fun. I hadn't really performed musically in a bunch of years since, it was my mid early 20s maybe. And I just kind of started to get back into it post COVID, was doing just acoustic solo stuff, playing guitar, singing some songs, and then,
put yourself out there.
And then after about a year's worth of doing that, I met Jim through my girlfriend because he was a guy she knew. He's like, oh, my friend Jim from the gym, because that's how she knew him.
Yeah.
You know, he's in a band. And so me and him got together and started doing a few songs. And he sat in with me on a couple of the acoustic shows. And that led me to, you know, coming to one of the band practices and kind of got, you know, invited in. And then we sort of, you know, hit it off pretty well, and that then I played a show with them, and then it was, you know, then it was official. I was actually in the band, so.
Like I was mentioning before you got in here, we've watched you play with these guys a few times, and you guys are gelling great, you know, so you guys look good together and really sounding super pro. So we'd love to hear you play a little tune, so let's take a break real quick, and maybe when we come back, you guys can do something for us.
Sounds good.
All right, cool.
Radio Gaga, Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Reading has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Okay, here we are, right back at you, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and we are blessed to have Liquid Amber in the studio. They've been tuning up their guitars a little bit, and we're going to do a mic check. We're doing all this on the fly. Tyler?
All right, just go ahead and I start playing, boys.
Check, 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 1, 2, that's, check, check.
That's about good. And your guitar sounds fine, buddy. Yep, I think that we're fine.
Check, check, check. Yep.
All right, cool. Well, okay. It's the floor's okay. Yours.
All right.
Love me 2 times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me 2 times, girl. I'm gone away. Love me 2 times, girl. Once for tomorrow and once just for today. Love me 2 times, I'm gone away. Love me 1 time, could not speak. Love me 1 time. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me 2 times, girl. Loves me all through the week. Love me 2 times. I'm gone away. All right, yeah. Not speak. Love me one time, girl. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two time, girl. Loves me all through the week. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, baby. Cause I'm gone away. Love me two times, girl. One for tomorrow and one just for today. Love me two times. I'm gone.
Was awesome.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. You got my little girl over here dancing, too.
You should turn two turntables and a microphone. Very cool.
Right? Right?
Well, you should do that more often.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. No, that was really cool. You guys livened up the whole studio.
That's why you got into this business.
We have we have like six more minutes. They probably got time to do one more.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we're gonna ask you guys to do one more song. Well, what kind of guitars are you guys playing?
So mine is a Martin.
Oh, it's a Martin.
You know, it's a D15M.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a sexy thing.
Yeah, you got to throw out the letters and the numbers there.
I have a Washburn. I don't know what model it is, honestly. It's a Washburn acoustic.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, I know Dave Matthews plays a Martin.
Yeah.
And who plays a Washburn?
I do.
Jim Shelton.
Jim Shelton. Right on.
I don't work in a store, though, that sells guitars, though, so he's got a nice little collection going.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He sees the good stuff come in. And
yeah, every once in a while. They're far and few between for one that really catches the eye. But
yeah.
And I get a text from him saying, hey, there's a tailor here you need to come look at. And like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
maybe next month.
I'm trying to share the love. You know?
Right, right. You get the family discount, maybe? Or
yeah, we'll make you a deal.
Oh, that's a good deal. Well, right on. And how about you, Ed? What kind of bass do you play?
I'm an Ibanez guy.
Okay.
RSXR 750 is what it is. Five string through neck. So it has a lot of sustain. It's active, so it's got a lot of drive in the pickups. And with two guitar players in the band, I kind of have to back off the high end frequencies because we've got two guitar players now. So
sure.
So it's kind of changed a little bit the way I play. But,
okay. Well, you kind of had to.
I didn't know if I told you I played lead bass. I don't know if I made that clear.
Could you play a stand-up bass?
I've tried it once in the music room at Chess College. I kind of snuck in there and played around with one for a minute. Funny thing is, my wife played that when she was a youth, of all things.
Oh, wow.
Because she was late to picking an instrument, so the last thing left was upright. So she would be very supportive if I decided to buy an upright bass. So that's a nice position to be in.
She's supportive with all your instrument purchases.
All my purchases. Yeah, I think she realized that every bass is precious and pure and delicate. So.
Behind every good musician is a wife that supports them.
A few guitars, yeah.
Right, right, yeah.
Well, that's one thing that you find. It's like anything that you get into, whether it's music or cars. You find out that, I need this gear to do this. And then once you buy that gear, you find that there's more gear that you need. Mm-hmm. And then that gear leads to other gear or better gear.
Oh, yeah.
And you go, oh, this gear, you know, this gear is not as nice as this other new gear that I might want to get. And it's a constant, never-ending hunt for something better, nicer, faster, stronger.
It's that way with me with photography.
Same kind of thing. The farther down the rabbit hole you go,
right? Yep.
The more you know, the more you realize, the less you know.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Now, you brought up a good point, though, our significant others and wives. We couldn't do this without their support. They're all just so supportive and, you know, and really you know, give us the time to do what we need to do and support us. So, yeah, we definitely need
to. Here's to you, ladies.
At this point, I should give a special shout-out to my wife. So every weekly rehearsal, she's there and supporting us. And not only supporting us, but feeding us.
Yeah.
Supporting us by feeding us.
Awesome.
I guess, so. Yeah, and don't get me wrong, she knows that we're a good time, you know, to hang out with. So, but yeah, every one of our significant others supports us in what we do, and really couldn't do it without them, and encouraging us to do it. And you know, it's not always easy if your significant other's on stage, getting a lot of attention from the different other sex or the same sex, even, because it gets weird out there. And it's rock and roll, so they're understanding.
Well, here's to the significant others and the wives out there.
Cheers.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, you guys got one more in you?
Sure.
All right. Yeah. Let's hear it, man.
Was the other one we talked about?
Under the Bridge, Come or something?
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-oh, that's a good one there.
Work that out. Fingers are not loose yet, but we'll make do.
All right, liquid amber, everybody.
What's your guitar?
I guess I'm gonna need that, huh?
That's a minor thing. That's a good looking guitar.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
it's pretty
absolutely.
Good. I had to pick a moment ago.
He's on the spot.
I got a quarter.
In my guitar case, there's more.
Should have brought a bongo drum for you, Eric.
I should have brought some kind of bongo or a tambourine.
Right, right. I got an old drum that I picked up a long time ago. You remember, it was from a guy in town. He was making drums, and it was called Dave's Drums.
Oh. So a locally made one?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
A few different hand drums over the year, but most of them were ones that were somebody left at my house and forgot to pick back up for a year. or one I picked up at the music store or something.
All right, Liquid Amber, everybody.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we'll cry.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.